Ever feel like God hates you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Shannon Richmond Berrios, who always felt like she had bad karma and that God hated her.
You know, I can remember growing up and thinking, if I mess up one more time, God's going to smite me, or when something went wrong, that I deserved it. You know, I constantly went through that, and I've met a lot of people who feel that way, like God's just waiting to strike them, or he's mad at them, so he's punishing them.
Yeah, I didn't ever want to get close to God, because I just assumed if he was real, that he was going to be mad at me, you know, as I was doing my own thing, living my own life. And I knew probably if I ever thought about it, if there was a God, he would definitely disapprove of my lifestyle.
Mm.
But, you know, I found something amazing when I became a Christian and I read the Bible. It says in Romans chapter 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
Mm.
What I really love about that is that God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us so much that he died for us. Yes, sin separates us from God, but God saw that problem, and so he leapt over the problem, took mm-hmm. care of the problem by dying on the cross for our sins, and that's so awesome.
Yeah, so we can be close to him, and he doesn't want to hurt us. It says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will God? So he's not up there trying to hurt you or be angry or your enemy. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. So call out to him and ask him, help me to know you. Let's hear from Shannon Richmond Berrios after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Elite Nails and Spa Towers and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Dreaming of a relaxing manicure, pedicure, and to die for nails? Make your dream a reality at Elite Nails and Spa, where they always take the time to leave you feeling sensational. Come see them at the corner of East Hamden and South Tower Road in Aurora, or call them at 303-955-7112. You'll get a 10% discount if you mention this radio ad. That's 303-955-7112.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 real life radio shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Shannon Richmond Berrios, and she had a very hard upbringing and felt like God hated her. She also started to feel very angry toward God.
Mm.
And when she was 38 years old, she got shot 5 times from behind and ended up paralyzed. And we're going to find out how she got freedom and how she's getting healing even right now. Let's welcome to the show, Shannon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm still very honored and blessed.
Yes. Well, we're excited because we know amazing things are happening in your life and people need to hear about it. When you were younger, you had a pretty hard upbringing and you felt like God just really didn't like you and you had a lot of anger. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I didn't have the typical childhood that, you know, you see a happy child all the time. I went through some things as a child. And as I grew older, I just felt like, does God hate me? Why are these things happening to me? I know you're real, but I don't understand why I have to keep dealing with bad things happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty hard for me. I felt like I was being punished somehow, that maybe in a different life, I was a horrible person, and this was my karma that God was beating me back with.
Right. Well, there was a situation that just made that worse, and though you believed in God, you didn't have a full understanding of him. You actually believed there was some type of reincarnation, and you were at the end of the totem pole, and this just really reinforced your belief toward God. You were 38 years old. You went into a gas station on your way out because you had forgotten your wallet. You were tragically shot. Can you tell me what happened?
Unfortunately, there was a drive-by shooting at the gas station. I remember every single detail, every single bullet that hit me. When I heard the first 2 bullets, I dove to the ground avoiding getting hit, but I was already hit, and I did not know it. As I was laying on the ground, I kept hearing more gunshots, and I felt a sensation go down my body. And then immediately, I felt my lungs filling up. I was very aware, very calm. I knew not to get too nervous, because once your adrenaline starts pumping, the blood would start coming out more. So I tried to stay as calm as I could. Whoever was in the cars that did the drive-by, they took off. A woman in a car parked close to my truck jumped out. She was talking to me, trying to keep me awake. I think she realized how serious it was. And I told her, I think I was shot in my lung. I could feel it filling up. I'm having a hard time breathing. I was starting to get really scared then, but I still, like, remained as calm as I could. I didn't realize I was paralyzed. I just had this weird sensation go down my whole lower extremities. I even heard the man that works at the gas station talking to the 911 dispatcher, describing what my blood looked like and saying, hurry up. She says she can't breathe.
Wow. In that moment, as you were laying there, you had kids to worry about. You actually had two kids that you were thinking about, and you, as a mom, didn't want to die. What were you saying?
As the paramedics put me in the ambulance, the last thing I remember saying to them is, please don't let me die. I have two children. And then from there, I flatlined on the way to the hospital. I was resuscitated, medicine-induced coma, for almost a month. You know, my family had prepared my children for my death, make funeral arrangements.
Right.
When I woke up from the coma, I was told I was paralyzed, and I didn't believe them. I said I wanted to be taken to a different hospital. They're lying. Mm-hmm. It's not true. Call my doctor from the Cleveland Clinic. Transfer me. I couldn't accept and believe when they told me that I was paralyzed from the shooting.
Wow. Now, where were you paralyzed at? And could you tell that you couldn't move at that moment after they said that?
I did notice there was, like, different things going on with my body that I couldn't really quite understand. I kind of felt like half of my body was just, like, completely amputated from the rest of my body. Hmm. It's a very bizarre, weird feeling to even describe, like, how it felt. Especially when I was not accepting what they were saying as well.
Mm. And you not really having a real relationship with God, just knowing he existed, how did you feel toward God as it settled in that, wow, I'm now paralyzed and have to live with this?
Yeah, I was very angry. I kept blaming, like, why me? Why did you let this happen to me? I did not deserve this. I had self-pity. I just really felt like God hated me, and I would sit here and scream in my room at God, like, why me? Why did you let this happen to me? I felt like this for a little bit over 2 years into my injury, and I just hit the 3-year date of my injury.
Wow. So for 2 years, you felt like, why me? And God, you must hate me. And you had this self-pity, which was counterproductive of getting the healing that you were looking for. And you met a friend. You had a friend that actually started to share the love of God and Jesus with you. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Somebody with a similar injury, we would talk about, you know, some religion and God, and that there's a purpose and reason behind everything. I still wasn't fully accepting it at the time, but I was at least listening and trying to understand things more and better. Until I started receiving messages on social media from people that I've made such a huge impact in their life. People were saying, like, I wake up because of you. You give me strength. And I started to have, like, an epiphany. And that's when I realized God chose this for me to help other people. He's working through me. And that's when I started praising. And that's when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Wow.
And once I did that, things completely started to change in my life.
Wow. So when you received Jesus as your Savior, your whole life changed. Even your purpose of life began to change.
Yes.
And can you tell me now what those changes were and how different it is from going from the self-pity that you were dealing with, which is understandable, but how you went from that to praising God and how things have progressed and changed in your life? Even it looks like you are starting to gain strength and may even be able to walk.
Yes, I'm only partially paralyzed now, which is amazing. I can move my legs. I've been told by the Cleveland Clinic, which is world-renowned that I will walk again. Mm-hmm. Once I started praising God and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, all these blessings started to flow in. I started getting help with physical therapy. I was blessed with a car. A car was donated to me. Mm-hmm. I was honored with an award here in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
Because I was recognized for my advocacy for spinal cord injuries from other survivors and victims of crime, and because I speak to the youth about gun violence in hopes that I can curb it somehow.
Wow. So the Lord has really done mighty things, and I think that's what's so encouraging about your life is that even in hardship, maybe it wasn't God's plan that you got hurt, but He can use anything for His glory to help other people, and that's what you're doing, and now you have a purpose, and you're able to start utilizing part of your body again. And there are people listening right now who may be in a nursing home, or maybe they're in your situation in a hospital or in a very hard situation where they feel like God hates them or they just hate their own life. What would you say to someone right now who's just struggling with life? What would you say to them to encourage them?
There's always a reason and purpose behind everything that's done to us or done in our life. Do not give up. Stay strong. Be the warrior that you can be.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray for people right now who need prayer. Thank you so much, Shannon. And we pray that God completely heals you to where you'll be walking one day.
Thank you.
You know, the amazing thing about hearing Shannon's testimony is you're hearing where she came from a point, even from the beginning before this incident happened. You're hearing how she felt like God didn't have that favor for her, mm-hmm. maybe even hated her.
Yeah.
And she goes from that to suddenly praising God. You know, it went from like a negativity towards God. But then when she just accepted God, just accepted Christ, suddenly something opened, something changed. It's almost like this closeness came in. And that's what the Bible talks about, that Jesus Christ came to make us close with God.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're hearing a testimony about how someone who felt far away from God, which so many of us can feel that way, and then is brought near and close to God.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly God becomes their fuel, their strength, and their hope.
Yeah.
So Lord God, we're praying for anyone who's listening right now, who's saying, gosh, that's me. I'm feeling far away from God. I'm not sure if God loves me. Well, God does love you. But Jesus, we want to come near to you. So Jesus, we receive you. We believe in you. We thank you that you died on the cross so that we can be close to you.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
We thank you for that, Lord. We want a relationship as Shannon found.
Yeah.
We want that with you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And He will bring the purpose of your life into your life as you call out to the Lord. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.